and you know you'll follow the evolution of the idea as you hear this, but you might not like what we're going to say initially, and that is, you know, there's no such thing as money. In the same way that there's no such thing as food. There are dollars and pounds. They're printed on currency notes and minted in terms of pieces of metal. They're available as bytes and bits of data that can be credited to you in a way that's stored in a computer database somewhere that's cash dollars or pounds or euro or shekels or yen. But there's no such thing as money. So your vibrational approach to money, we've really been enjoying this conversation. Your vibrational approach to money is meaningless. Doesn't matter how you feel about money. So if you think about how you feel about cash dollars and the ones that, let's say, are in your wallet, the ones that are in the coffee can in the freezer, the ones that are in the bank, the ones that are bound into a check that you haven't deposited yet. So if you were holding a $20 bill in your hand right now that someone just handed to you and said, hey, this is for you, would you be stressed or would you be relaxed? But we're talking about cash dollars. And the only way to relate to cash dollars is to think about them as a thing. So in other words, you know, you don't like to eat chicken, right? You like to see chickens walking around, pecking at the ground, eating worms, eating bugs, doing whatever they do. You like seeing them. You like listening to them make sounds. But, and maybe you might eat their eggs, but you're not going to eat them. So let's say if you had in your backyard, you had a pen of chickens for the eggs, and you had a garden also in, and you had broccoli growing, and you had cabbages, and you had Brussels sprouts, and tomatoes, and basil, and all those things. You may be nauseous at the idea of eating food because you're full, but if you went out into your garden and you looked at the chickens, and you looked at the broccoli, it wouldn't make you ill. Because your relationship to broccoli is not one of nausea. That's food. The relationship sort of to food as an abstract thing, not a specific thing. Now you may say, but I'm not going to cook a piece of chicken and eat it. That may make you feel inhospitable to your body. But the chicken itself, you know, if the chicken wanted to sit in your lap and coo, you would sit there with the chicken and you would stroke the chicken and you would pet the chicken and you would say nice things to the chicken. And you would sit there, and then the chicken would be ready to fly off and go do something else, and the two of you would part ways. But your vibrational relationship to a specific chicken or to a broccoli plant, way up there. It's like joy. It's way up there on the scale. And that's the way you feel about pictures of Andrew Jackson, whom you may not like as a person, but it doesn't bother you that his face is there on every $20 bill you look at. You may be wondering why Benjamin Franklin looks so constipated, but it doesn't concern you about his digestive health to see pictures of him on a $100 bill. You may not like Citibank as a company, but it doesn't bother you if someone writes a check on their account at Citibank and hands it to you and you cash it. Cash dollars you like. And we understand it. We understand it very well. We could say, you know, this is the leading edge. If there's never been a leading edge around this topic, this is it. This is the leading edge. You're trying to work out your vibration around money out of habit, but it's really cash dollars that you're interested in. And your vibration with cash dollars is joy. If someone handed you a 20 or a 50 or a 100 or a stack of those or a stack of checks or said, look, you just won the lottery, you would be joyful. You might be overwhelmed, but that's a different story. The general sense is that's a happy place for you to be. If someone handed you a 500 euro note, this big purple thing, you would be maybe a little confused, like, why are you giving me this? But then eventually you would start doing the calculations and you would realize, oh, this is like $600. Your relationship to currency, to the thing that you actually, in practical terms, use, is high. Now, there are not everyone is like this, by the way. We're not saying, like, every human being in the world is like this. There are some people who do not want to touch filthy lucre, but we don't really know many of them, if any. That doesn't seem to be a thing with most of the people that we are connected to. You enjoy cash dollars, and part of the reason why you enjoy cash dollars is because, in a way, we could say, not because you need the one to have the other, but because you've had enough contrast with wondering where the next cash dollar was going to come from, that you now have this very clear idea that it's really fun to have plenty of money, cash dollars. Okay, so now having, if you can at least play along with us, even if you don't completely buy it, if you can at least play along with us on this, one of the things that you will notice is that this puts a whole different light on everything.